Hey, welcome to episode one of Mama's Casserole. I'm excited, a little nervous, but ready to get started on season one. I titled this Why Not for a number of reasons. I talked about in the intro that we're going to talk about a little bit of everything. It's going to be about life. It's going to be about business. Just a little bit of anything I want to talk about. But the question always comes up, why? Why do a podcast? Why start a business? Why do you do this? What is your motivation? And simply put, what is your why? I had planned this as the first episode for quite a while, this topic. But I literally just got back yesterday from Dallas, Texas, went on a business trip, went to an outdoor workshop put on by a great group of people who own a fence and outdoor living company and have also started up a coaching and consulting company. And they started off the week with exactly this question. What is your why? Why do you do what you do? What motivates you? Some people, it's simply a paycheck. Some people, it's simply the challenge. Some, it's their family. For others, it's just to prove a point. Maybe they fell into it. But everybody has a why. I've even told my kids as they're getting older and starting in the workforce, I tell them, you have to find your motivation. You need to find what's going to wake you up in the morning and get you going. Is it going to be bills that motivate you finally to be consistent with work so you don't get fired? Do you have a goal in mind? You have that car you want to buy, that house you want to buy. Maybe find a spouse and you want to pay for that wedding. Whatever it may be. You've got to find that motivation that's going to get you up in the morning and get you moving. Everybody has a different why. And that's simply what I'm going to talk about today, is our why. My why is my family, it's my friends, and even myself. Everybody should have a goal in mind and a challenge that you've set before yourself to achieve. In my mind, growing up, I figured I'd always go to college or maybe the military first to pay for college, whatever it may be. In my mind, that was a foregone conclusion. But life took me a few different ways. Got married young, started off with children young. And so later in life, a few years down the road, I went back to college and it became a challenge and just a goal for myself. The degree I got in business isn't one that I actually need for what I do now, but I'm glad I did it because it was a goal that I set and a goal that I achieved. My goal of having my own business took a while to get there. And I achieved that goal. But now my next goal is to grow the business, is to go beyond that, to build something that I can leave behind or leave a legacy. Coming home from Texas last night, the man who put on the event sent me a picture of his little kid wearing a pair of sunglasses that had my business name on it. It was pretty awesome. And So, of course, I replied with a picture of my daughter and her nephew, my grandson, with some beanies on with my business name. And I told him something as simple as that is rewarding, that our kids, that our family can wear some simple merchandise with our business name on it that we built and that we're growing. It's a good feeling that we can do that. Not something I really envisioned down to that detail, but when it came to mind, it was a proud and moment that caught me unaware. Didn't even realize it was going to be a moment. Those are the things that I live for now, that I have grandchildren, that my kids are older, is that whatever I'm doing can be handed down, or they can take pride in what their dad is doing or what their pops is doing. That's part of my why now, and one of the biggest whys in my life. So now, as we dive into this a little further, I want to give a quick shout out to Robert Whitaker and his brother Michael at Purple Coaching and Consulting for putting on a great workshop this last week in Dallas and helping me to focus and find my motivation and make sure my why is at the top. We're going to talk about how our why is what helps us to find our motivation, our resilience even, and to help us focus on our future success. So to find your why, you have to consciously stop and ask yourself, what is your why? I have to ask myself, what is my why? In the morning, when you don't want to get up, remind yourself of your why. But you got to find it. And not just find it, but make sure it aligns with your beliefs, that it aligns with your code of conduct, as you want it, some would want to put it. Does it align with your principles in life? I myself am a Christian and I have certain principles I hold myself to. There's a lot of great ideas out there, but if they make me stray from my principles in life, I don't want anything to do with it, because it will destroy my why and I will eventually lose the focus of what's important in life. And so you have to trust yourself and trust that what your goal is aligns with your values. And why is it hard to find your why? I've always struggled with this. People say why, and I've learned to say why not. And things that have held me back to really get started as a young man was a fear of failure, a fear of judgment. What are people going to think? I've had people question my ideas. I've had ideas in the past that I thought, hey, this could work. I'm sure I'm not the only one who's thought of it, but hey, let's try to make it happen. And been criticized, kind of made fun of. And so I would hold back. In one particular instance, I had a little bit of a business idea. I didn't do it because on the surface, it did seem kind of foolish. But literally within a year or 2 years, you started seeing a certain product out in the stores that I was wanting to do 2 years before. And I missed out on it because of a fear of failure and a fear of judgment. You know, and a lot of times that judgment can overwhelm you. A lot of times it can come from society or even within your own family. And you have to find, is that why important enough to you? To push through that, to push through that judgment or that criticism, to achieve something that you really believe in. You have to be passionate about what you're doing. When I had the idea to start this podcast, This is something I was passionate about. And I found I couldn't stop thinking about it. Whether anybody ever listens to it, or whether it's just a handful. It was a goal and a passion project that I had for myself. It was another goal that I set for myself. It wasn't a goal of success or fame, but just a goal of, can I do this? Can I do this on my own? And this is where I'm starting. But we can easily become overwhelmed. Because there is a difficulty sometimes in differentiating between our wants and our true passions. Me and my friends always talk about, through the years, we got to find that pet rock. You know, find that one thing that'll make you rich, that'll put you over the top comfortably when it comes to financial. Some of you might not know what the pet rock is. Back in the 70s and 80s, somebody came out and marketed a pet rock, and they boxed it up and sold it in stores. Probably only lasted a year at the most, and somebody got famous off of it, got rich off of it, and it went away. But he took advantage of that moment in time to get rich. So we always joked about finding our pet rock. But the problem with that is you start to look for everything that's shiny. Oh, I want some money, so I'm going to try to dream up something. Some get-rich-quick scheme. But you think that guy was truly passionate about pet rocks? I doubt it. So you have to find that why in yourself. And there's some myths about finding your purpose and your why. A myth is your why has to be grand or world-changing. No, what it really should do is change you and your mindset. And increase your motivation. Increase your passion. It's not going to come overnight. A little seed might be planted in the middle of the night, but the full plan, and it's not going to develop overnight at all. You've got to foster it and plant it and dig into it. Make sure you're doing it right. And so when you're doing this, you got to reflect, as I was saying earlier. Ask yourself some questions. Will this excite me to get me out of bed? Would you do it even if you weren't paid? What problems do you feel passionate about solving? These are some of the steps that you can do to find your why. Working at fast food is not going to get me out of bed. And don't take that as disrespect to fast food. I did it as a second job as a young married man. Had to pay the bills, and I found a lot of respect for fast food workers in any restaurant. That's some hard work. But that's not what I'm passionate about. Would I do it if I wasn't paid? Absolutely not. Would I do this podcast if I wasn't paid? Already doing it. And so you have to look back. That self-reflection, and even look into your past. Hey, what have I done before that brought me some accomplishment or a feeling of rewarding? What have I done that I accomplished that made me feel good? Or some turning points or challenges that you faced and you overcame? You have to look at those and say, hey, can I take this moment and develop it? Can I take this instance and the situation in my life and build on it? Those experiences you faced are all there for a reason, to build you up. You know, and sometimes you gotta be open to the chance to take a risk, open to the opportunity to grow. In yourself. And that's the hardest thing to do sometimes. I don't like a lot of change. I'm a routine person. I come from a family that have always taken care of themselves by showing up to work, punching the clock, and being faithful, and taking care of business. And I highly respect that. But there's always been something inside of me that there's got to be more. What can I do to get beyond that? is there something I can do that'll challenge me past that? I found that working for myself, or really working for my why, my family, is the only thing that I enjoy to do every morning when I get up. I enjoy what I do. And hey, those criticisms you get from friends and family, maybe even get more out of your box and ask them, what do you think I'm good at? What do you think I need to work on? A real friend, a real family member that loves you will talk to you and they'll help you. But you've got to align all of these answers that you get and all of this self-discovery that you start to find. You have to make sure it aligns with those principles I mentioned earlier. Make sure it's going to align with your why and align with who you are. You've got to sit yourself down and figure out how to make decisions, how to set these goals, and structure your daily life to reflect your purpose. Get a routine. What do you do when you get up in the morning? Do you just grab the phone and start scrolling? Or do you have a pattern that you like to get up and do in the morning? Make your coffee, make your bed. That reminds me of the book, Make Your Bed, by Admiral McRaven. He talks about setting one goal and start with making your bed. Once you've done that, you've accomplished something. And you can go on there in the rest of the day and continue to finish some tasks and some goals that you set throughout your day. So you've got to have a structure in your life. And even find examples of people who've aligned their careers or personal lives with their why. Talk to people. Find a mentor. Find a coach. I have a lot of trust and faith in myself. I really do. I'm confident in my intelligence. I'm confident in the ability to complete tasks. But I also realize I'm not infallible. There's always somebody better than me. And that there's always somebody that can give you a kernel of wisdom and plant some truths in you. And I never stop learning. I never stop striving to better myself, whether it be from a book of business motivation, whether it be going to these workshops like I did last week, whether it be listening to a sermon from a pastor. They're all there to make you better and to build you up. And so when you're aligning your why with your actions through the day, there's going to be obstacles that show up. You've got to handle doubt. You've got to handle distractions while still pursuing your purpose, staying grounded in your why during those challenging times. Those challenging times can be burnout. It could be that shiny object I talked about. Maybe somebody waves a pet rock in front of you. You know, so you have to keep your focus in what you're doing. And finding your why is the most important thing you can do, is align that with who you are and what you want to do. And that's exactly what I want to motivate everyone who's listening to this, is to find your why and to stop and analyze it. Make sure it aligns with who you are and that the goal and the objective is not going to get you off track of who you are and what you want to be. When I was there this last week, Robert had talked about how he has always had goals, and every year he sets a goal and he makes it. So the next year he sets a new goal. And he says, look, I set out to make $1 million. I've done that before. My next goal in life is to give away $1 million, is to do something good, to change somebody else for the better, to help people to help whatever I can pass on what I've learned in any fashion that makes sense and that still aligns with his why. And I respect that. And that's a great goal. And that will eventually be a goal for myself, is to be able to do something like that. You can't stop looking and digging for something you're passionate about. So following in the fashion of Mama's casserole, which means we're going to deal with the ingredients that are given to us as we go, this episode's not going to be real long. Sometimes they might be an hour. But I'm going to challenge everyone who starts to find this podcast to find your why and to start to cultivate it. Summarize the why in your life. Write it down. Write down your vision. Write down your goal of what you want to accomplish with this certain task or this certain project or whatever it may be, even if it's repairing a relationship in life. Write it down. Make it real. Make it visible. And reflect on that purpose. You've got to do it. You can't help somebody or change something until you're in a position to help them. In other words, I've had family members say, I just want to help people. I want to help these people. They've been on drugs. They're alcoholics. I want to bring them in and help them. But they weren't even in a place to be ready to help them. And guess what happened? It drug them back down and drug them into that world. So you have to be in a position to help somebody. And it's not selfish to take care of yourself and prepare yourself to be ready to help someone. And that goes back to business. You have to be ready to accept that challenge, ready to move forward on that challenge. Yeah, there's so many stories of, I didn't know what I was doing, I just started doing it. And hey, sometimes that works. But when you have an opportunity to start out right, or at least the best you can, then take advantage of it. Write your vision down. Make it real. I challenge you to read one book a week. And if it's a novel to get you enjoying to read, then do it. I'm in the middle of reading Hillbilly Elegy, J.D. Vance's book. And I have a bookshelf full of books ready to be read. I heard that Elon Musk used to read 1 to 2 books a day. And just absorbing material, absorbing knowledge, absorbing thoughts, whatever books they may have been, I don't even know. And so I'm not going to tell myself or you to set a goal to read a book every day. I don't have time for that. I don't know if I even have the intelligence to do that. But one book a week is possible. If you're passionate about bettering yourself, if you're passionate about learning, about finding that why, I can promise you, absorbing information and wisdom and knowledge from books is going to help you. Even if it's off topic, it's going to get you thinking. It's going to get you moving. I go back to the red car theory quite a bit. When I heard that, it got me thinking so many times about how to keep my why focused. And the red car theory goes as simple as, you buy a specific car, and obviously the theory originally started with just a red car. As soon as you buy that red car, man, all of a sudden you start seeing red cars all over the place. And I know that to be true. Anytime I've bought a car, or a truck. Oh man, I really like this. It's unique. Not a lot of people have it. Well, as soon as I get it and I start driving, guess what? I start seeing them all over the place. That happened recently. I bought my wife a new car. Hadn't seen many of them around. And sure enough, all of a sudden, it felt like every neighborhood had one. And that theory applies to life and to business. It applies to anything, really. And I used this to one of my boys the other day. And we were just talking about life and jobs and financial situations. I told him about the red car theory and I sent him a link to read about it. And what it simply says and how it can apply to us is if you're never thinking about opportunities, if you're sitting there, oh, I wish something would come my way. I wish something would come my way. It's not going to happen. Things aren't just going to fall in your lap. But when you start visualizing and you start contemplating and you start picturing a goal. And for me, it's, hey, I want a new opportunity. I want a new business idea. I want whatever it may be. And you're thinking about it, it's going to start popping up. It's going to start popping up. You could have a conversation with somebody and they could say, man, you know, I need to have this done at my house. Like, oh, I can do that for you. And hey, there's an opportunity that happened. And so you build on that. And hey, maybe that turns into a business. I have a friend who, well, two friends who started a landscape business more just to raise money to go on a missions trip. And it never really evolved into a missions trip. But one of them took the business and ran with it and eventually sold the business because he was always looking for an opportunity to make it grow, and for opportunities that would hopefully change things for him. And he took advantage of it. And so to close this up for the first episode of Mama's Casserole, find that why. Visualize it. Think about it. Make sure it aligns with your values and yet also drives you and stirs up some passion in you, something that'll get you out of bed. So in summary, once again, find a book to read. Find your why. And I'm going to close out every episode with a quote. And this one simply says, he who has a why to live can bear almost any how. And that's by Friedrich Nietzsche. So once again, thanks for tuning in to episode 1 of season 1. Of Mama's Casserole, and I look forward to many more. Good night.